That today's gonna be a good day.
Today, making it a good day, an important thing for us all to kind of focus on our own well-being, the health and well-being of those who are around us. It may be sort of a conflict. Roberta's got super queen of cheese deals at TGI Fridays. I don't know how much.
Get a salad there.
Yeah, get a salad. That's a good idea.
Chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Chicken's not good for you. What are you going to eat?
It's
chicken.
Not good for you.
Well, chicken's not good, good for you, but the processing of the chicken that happens in today's...
The chicken that's available today
industry
is garbage. And you ought not to be putting garbage...
Let me sum it up for you.
...into your mouth.
90 days from the egg to your plate.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all it takes.
You trying to make me stop eating chicken.
That's, hey, man, that's what it did for me. 90
do your
days
own,
from that egg.
Mog, 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 mog. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Right.
Chicken man.
It
all right,
can't
Pam.
Be good.
There we have Dr. Pam Popper.
Pump it full of chemicals. Get him on the plate. Put him in that chicken nugget. Go.
Help us, Pam. Come on. Tell him the chicken's
right,
kind
she's
of okay.
She's not going to tell you. She wouldn't eat a piece of chicken if her life depended on it.
Sure she would.
Really?
Free-range some certain free-range chicken. She probably
Pam?
Would. Pam?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you have free-range chicken?
What would Pam say?
Well, Pam's not eating any chicken. Hasn't had any for 17 years.
There you go.
Why is that?
Well, I'll say this, though. You know, we don't teach a vegan diet at the Wellness Forum. We teach one that limits animal food consumption to 2 to 3 times a week, provided that it's not dairy and the animal food is organic. Unfortunately, in most restaurants, that's not the case. So our people eat animal foods at home if they choose to continue to consume them, because it's only rarely that you're going to find a restaurant that serves organic animal
right.
foods.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you give me some ideas? I'm sorry to commandeer this, Doug, but
go ahead,
I have been thinking about giving up meat because, really, it's not my favorite thing ever. You hear all these weird, bad stories. So can you give me some ideas, if I were to give up meat, what my diet should look like?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I live on. I eat a lot of baked potatoes and soups and stews and vegetables and rice and beans and rice and ethnic dishes. I think there's a lot more interesting stuff to eat when you eat this way. Indian dishes. I had a dinner on Friday night. It was Moroccan chickpeas with some seasoning like cumin and that sort of thing on a big bed of rice with a big salad. You know, so a lot of that's really what I live on. Beans, rice, corn, potatoes, steamed vegetables, raw vegetables, and fruit.
We know that you can get your proteins from beans and nuts, right?
Oh, you can get your protein from asparagus. I mean, protein needs are really low, like 2.5% of calories. So it is impossible to structure a diet mathematically. You can go to any of the websites that give you the breakdown of foods and try this experiment on your own. It is impossible to structure a diet that has enough calories in it every day that doesn't provide enough protein.
Yeah, see, that's what I maintain all the time. People keep asking me, how do I get my protein? It's going to be horrible things happening to my body because I don't get enough protein, and I have always thought that I had plenty of protein.
Well, horrible things happen to your body when you eat too much protein.
Yeah.
The deficiency is not the issue, and I kind of chuckle to myself when we have these discussions about deficiency. In our country, our diseases are diseases of excess. People eat too many calories, too much fat, too much protein, too much of everything.
What about soy?
Deficiency is not our issue.
Soy is garbanzo.
Because everybody, it seems like soy is getting a bad rap now.
Soy is not
used to be good for
you. Inclusion of whole soy foods in a well-structured plant-based diet is fine. I think where we all agree is that the soy candy bars and the tofu hot dogs, and those are things that are treats, and the idea that eating soy hot dogs is better for you and going to improve your health is just not true. But there's no problem with the consumption of soy itself.
And what's happened, Pam Popper, by the way, is the director. Director of the Wellness Forum. If you go to wellnessforum.com, you'll find out a lot of information that adds to what she presents to us here in a limited way because of our time constraints. Here on Monday, we try to get into the healthy lifestyle. I'm all about health and passing information along that help people make good choices, and that's what this is. You make your own choices one way or another, but at least you have the information when it comes to choices. The discussion about soy becomes confusing because there's good and there's bad here. And
well, but let's put the bad in perspective. You know, when people talk about any issue, you can very much skew the conversation by cherry-picking studies that are either irrelevant or do not represent the preponderance of the evidence. I mean, I can make a convincing argument by cherry-picking a few studies that shows that smoking doesn't increase your risk of lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But the preponderance of the evidence shows that it does. And so what you see, if you go to some of the websites that are anti-soy and look at the research that they're citing, a lot of it is animal studies,
and
very small, and using very isolated nutrients from in large doses of soy on mouse, on mice and lab rats, and while that can sometimes be provocative, it's certainly not definitive, and it has nothing to do with people having 6 tofu cubes in their stir fry tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that the anti-soy crowd is really driven by a different agenda. And not necessarily very grounded in the science of nutrition, because the vast majority of the research out there shows that, if anything, soy has a protective effect, not a detrimental effect. And again, I'm separating out the soy hot dogs and the, you know, the candy bars and the stuff that's fortified with soy, and I'm talking about, you know, whole soy foods or fermented soy or tofu, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And the soy that you get in edamame, which is a soy, that's part of the actual plant.
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Those are extraordinarily, that food is extraordinarily good for you, as are the things that are in that same family, lima beans, I suppose peas, although there's sugar in peas, and people say, too much sugar in peas. I don't know.
So peas are fine.
Yeah.
All carbohydrate turns to glucose in the body. I think that's the misunderstanding here. Broccoli turns to glucose in the body, and so do peas, and so do garbanzo beans, and all carbohydrate foods. It's the accompanying fiber that slows the entry of glucose into the system. And so peas are high fiber foods, so the fact that they contain a lot of carbohydrate is irrelevant. I think that's one of those arguments that gets put forth by people who don't really understand the biochemistry of how food is broken down in the body.
Mm-hmm.
To caution people about, oh, you don't want to eat something that turns to sugar. You absolutely do. But you want to pick the foods that are converted to glucose, not really sugar. You want to choose the foods that convert to glucose and are slowly absorbed by the system because of their fiber content.
But you can see by following through on this conversation how confusing it can be
for
the average person, because they hear corn, what is it, corn syrup, glucose, and corn syrup, how bad that is for you. So glucose is glucose. It isn't good. Glucose is not necessarily. All glucoses are not created equal.
Well, I think the key is if you eat a Pop-Tart, it's going to convert to glucose in the system.
Yep.
If I eat chickpeas, they're going to convert to glucose in the system. The advantage of the chickpeas is the fiber, number one, and the fact that you don't have all the other garbage that goes with it. If I eat a Pop-Tart, I'm getting coloring
no
agents.
No fiber in Pop-Tarts? No.
No. That's why you have to eat 62 of them to be full.
What about the sprinkles, though?
There is the problem with obesity in our country. These foods, you have to overeat them in order to experience fullness.
Hi, Roberta, what are you eating right now?
Right now I am eating my Metafast oatmeal with some strawberries thrown in.
All right. So that probably is, there's something.
A lot of fiber in it.
It's fiber.
Oh, yeah. And oatmeal is a fabulous food. It's filling. It stays with you for a while. And most people like it. You know, that's the other thing. It's a high acceptance food. People like oatmeal with a little bit of raisins sprinkled on top, or strawberries or bananas. That's a high acceptance food.
Now, what is the controversy about bananas? As long as you're talking about food and controversy, some people think you ought not to be eating bananas for some reason.
Oh, I eat a lot of them. I don't think there's any controversy at all. I think the key, and maybe this is the most important overarching statement about this, is that there isn't any one food in the plant kingdom on which your health success story is going to ride, or that's going to, you know, be detrimental. In other words, eating bananas or not eating bananas is not the key to health. It's the dietary pattern. So if you like bananas, eat them. If you don't, and that's not usual, but there are people out there that don't like them, certainly not eating them isn't going to make a difference if you've got the dietary pattern right. So, you know, sometimes people will say to me, me, well, okay, I'm willing to try this diet, but I hate Brussels sprouts. I tell them, well, then don't eat them. There's only 500 other vegetables to choose from.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Brussels sprouts in the main are kind of yucky.
What about?
Oh, no, they're not. I love it. If you make them right, you know something? I used to hate them, too.
Butter and
to
cheese.
I used to hate a lot of really good foods, but they never were prepared properly. And I'll never forget the first time I had them and they were made right. I thought, boy, these are really good.
So how do you make them? That's the bottom of the $24 question.
Butter and cheese.
My favorite way is, and it's really simple, is you just slice them in half. And I think getting the baby Brussels sprouts, they have a little bit milder flavor. So I slice them in half and toss them in some tamari sauce and bake them on a cookie sheet in the oven for about 20 minutes or so. And, oh, my gosh, they're so tasty. And I've served them to people who, you know, they'll pick up one little Brussels sprout and go, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah.
And then they eat it. They go, this is really good.
Uh-huh.
And then you can make Brussels sprouts in salads. The first time I had it was in a really well-seasoned salad that had strawberries and red onions and Brussels sprouts. And I thought it was delicious. I thought, boy, maybe I need to take a better look.
Now, what a contrast. Strawberries and red onions.
I know.
In the same
and Brussels sprouts. Doesn't that sound like it would be awful?
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Really, it was really very good.
Richie, what did you start to say?
But if you don't like it, it doesn't matter because there's, again, you know, there are so many combinations of food.
Right. What did you start to say, Rich?
No, I mean nothing. You experiment with foods, and I don't like sweet potatoes, but if I slice them, drizzle them with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and bake them for 20 minutes and make like these sweet potato chips, I love them.
Mm. Well, so there you go.
There you go.
It's all in your experience and how broad your mind can reach to create new ways. As Pam said, 500 different vegetables. Why would you get stuck on something that you don't like?
Right.
And the other thing is you can teach children as they're coming along that anything is good, because if they've had it from the very beginnings of their lives, they are going to know that it's not good. And they are going to know that it, you know, their friends say, ooh, that tastes yucky, because they will have had a different experience. Right. And I think that's how you work this through, bring children along for the ride early on. Dr. Pam Popper, who's with us every week at this time, she runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio, and you can check her out and it out at wellnessforum.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
More tributes for Clarence Clemons coming up on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Clarence Clemens passed away. We have a tribute to him at DougStephan.com. The music certainly is rolling along. One of the big things that a lot of the Twitter and Facebook social accounts, people want to talk about this guy. He was really a big influence musically, as is Springsteen and all the music that's come from him and the E Street Band over the years. But Roberta, who's a big fan and follower of Bruce Springsteen, when did he actually first start performing, and when did the E Street Band get put together?
Oh, this was in the 70s, you know, and there's a famous story that Bruce tells that they were playing in a band in a bar down in Asbury Park, and Clarence hadn't joined the band yet. And it was a very stormy night, and there's a crack of thunder, and the door literally blows open off its hinges, and who's standing there?
Clarence
Clemens. Now, how much of that story is fact or how much is fiction? I mean, it is fact that Clarence did go to the club that night, and Bruce invited him up to play, and, you know, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
But whether or not there was that big, you know, clap of thunder and, you know, door blowing off, and here's the big man with his sax standing there, you know, framed by the lightning, you know, is another... Is that true or not? Bruce loved embellishing stories.
Sort of a page of Dougology, if you will. Stories that are bigger than life. 26 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program in the focus here. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasnelli, Rich McFadden. Going to try another word scramble because Jennifer ruined the one we had in the last hour.
I
try to get your brain going, and a good way to get it going is to do some kind of a word game with your mind, whether you're being you're able on the.
All right, I'm going to ruin this one. Let's hear it.
Can I shout it out if I know it?
I'm guessing that you will not.
Really,
this one out.
It's a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, that's there's the trick for you. You can't make these so easy that we can just spit them out in 3 seconds.
All right, so here we go. The word scramble. Hopefully, you'll be able to get through the clutter of my co-hosts here so you can get through to 800-510-8255, and you'll have a chance to win a swell prize. This word has three E's, an N, a T, an L, an H, an O, and a P.
N-T-L-H.
800-510-8255. Three E's, an N, a T, an L, a P, an H, an O. What is the word?
Call now.
800.
Yeah.
800-510-8255.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 1-800-510-TALK.
Winner!
Roberta hasn't got it yet.
Word. No, yeah. I don't.
Of course not. All right.
I'm so bad at them.
Yeah, good.
So dial us up.
Yeah. You're so clever, Rich. Are you pleased with yourself? You are very pleased. Aren't you pleased with yourself?
That's three E's,
and then a T,
and L,
and H, and a P. 800-510-8255. Coming up, the overview of the winners. I just want to make sure everybody knows who won on the daytime Emmys, should you care. Also, the story about this eccentric treasure hunter who's going out to find the body of Osama bin Laden. Let's see how that works out for him.
Yeah,
he's fish bait now.
He's gonzo. All right, all that coming up on the Good Day program is 28 past the hour now.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Research reveals that many people share the misguided belief that seeing well translates to good eye health. As a result, many don't take the necessary steps to protect their eyes to keep them healthy. To help educate and improve the eye health of Americans, a new radio program, Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, by AccuView brand contact lenses, provides timely and relevant information and resources to help families manage their eye health. When it comes to taking care of your eyes, Dr. Robert Rosenthal tells host, health blogger Dr. Val Jones, that there is more to an eye exam than just seeing if you need new glasses or contact lenses.
An eye exam is more than just checking vision. An eye exam is an extension of your medical exam.
Free podcasts can be found in the iTunes store and at blogtalkradio.com/healthyvision. I'm Lynn Thompson. Dr. Jones is a paid consultant for Vistacon. AccuView Vistacon and Healthy Vision are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care, Inc.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
No problem.
Man, it was a good day. It's the Good Day program, Better Living Personified. How can we make your life better? Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes with today's daily dose of important medical information. In the meantime, if you look in the From Today's Show box, you'll see a story about Bill Warren. Bill Warren intends to find the body of Osama bin Laden.
Good luck with that,
which
Bill.
As you may recall,
I think
was dropped.
A few fish may have found him first.
off in the North Atlantic, I'm sorry, North Arabian Sea. He's procured special sonar equipment, and he's going to use that equipment on a remote vehicle, a submarine, send it down. He says if he finds Osama bin Laden's remains, he will photograph them to confirm the death for all the world. How do you find a body
what are you going
in
to
the ocean using sonar? Now, stranger
like
things have happened.
Ucky.
They found the body. They found the a lot of the bodies of that Air France Airbus that went down a couple of years ago, but they knew pretty much where it is. I don't know there's anybody who's saying where the body was dropped off. There hadn't been any. It isn't at longitude X and latitude Y. Mm-hmm. It's just the Arabian Sea is fairly large, and so. The images down there, who knows what you're going to find. I just find it interesting that we live in a wonderful age. People will try anything to get either money or they'll get fame or whatever it is. And whether or not he would have been wrapped in a towel probably and just dumped with
I would imagine.
A couple of, cement blocks or something to make sure it goes all the way down?
Something.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, this guy, you can find the story at DougStefan.com should you have the appetite. Also, the story today of Bruce Springsteen's sax player Clarence Clemons, who has departed. He's not joined the ranks of the Fish, though. I don't think that's what's happening to him. Roberta, you know what's going on with the funeral.
There's been no funeral plans announced. They're probably going to have a private ceremony, and then the fans will probably do something in Asbury.
Right,
but
you
nothing
go.
Has been announced yet.
Will you go?
If I am here, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to Mars or something? Where are you going?
Well, I'm going down to Florida next week, so it could be next week, and I.
So that means you'll be gone from the airwaves. We won't have you.
Yes, I will.
We won't have you
I'm
kick
so
around
sorry,
next week.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, Doug, and Chris, who's in Lebanon, Missouri. Chris, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great. How about you?
Good. We're doing well here. I hope you can tell. The word scramble is a word that comes with three E's, an N, a T, an L, an H, an O, and a P. How quickly, when listening to those letters, did you put together your guess?
It was the second time you said them.
Second time I went through the letters. You weren't encouraged by some of the anecdotal.
Did you like our hints? Did
so
you
didn't need any of our hints or clues?
No.
It definitely made me sure of my answer.
Right.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Your answer is?
Telephone.
Telephone
Woo-hoo!
Is the correct word. Yes, telephone is the answer. And I'm looking at this. How else I could have put this? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
I was thinking of putting it to doo-wop music. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do-P-O-H-L-E-E-E-E-N-T. How's that? That
Gosh,
work for
I
you?
Wish you would have done that.
Yeah. Makes me want to scratch my eyes out with a fork. That's how that is.
Chris, what does it do for you?
I guess I'm just kind of neutral on that one.
Oh, good for you.
It's okay.
Very clever.
You won a
That's
prize.
Fine. Make sure he gets a good prize then, Richie. Chris, thank you.
He'll take care.
Hold on just a second. That's very good. All right, do we want to say hi to a few other people that have just for the heck of it called? Joan, you want to say hi?
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
How about Terry? You want to say hi to everybody, Terry?
Sure. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Terry.
All right, Craig, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Craig.
Eileen, you want to say hello and how do you do to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Good
Come
morning.
On,
morning. Hello. Good morning. Okay, thank you all.
Hey, and if I don't see you the rest of the day, good afternoon.
Good evening.
See you tomorrow.
Cornballs. Okay.
Whatever.
Also at DougStefan.com today, story of a man from California who is under arrest.
Story. Oh.
This is another interesting.
Okay.
We have lots of interesting stories there, Richie. This is the man is Stephen McDowell, lives in Laguna Beach. Jennifer, He found $110,000 deposited in his bank account, courtesy
Sweet.
Of the Internal Revenue Service.
Awesome.
The deposit has now landed him in jail. The IRS sent the tax money to him by mistake.
At least he can afford a lawyer.
went to him. The Los Angeles woman who was supposed to get it complained. And, apparently she didn't. She wasn't too with it. She's been complaining, but she didn't complain to the IRS. She complained to a lot of other people. She went to the bank, figured out she closed her bank account. She was angry at the bank because they supposedly, she's looking for the money. It's not in her account. Where is it? She never called the IRS, which seems rather strange. So she somehow found out that this guy, McDowell, was the recipient. The bank said, well, he's got a number that's similar to yours. Maybe it's there. And sure enough, they look at it, and they find he's got the $110,000. And he'd spent already $60,000 of it paying
Man.
Off student loans and
yeah.
his mortgage.
That kind of guy. That
yeah,
money
yeah.
shows up, you use it.
Yeah. So anyway, this fellow was arrested and has been charged with a felony, grand theft by misappropriation.
He didn't steal anything.
I don't see how he's, yeah.
Yeah.
So who
what did he steal?
He was just paying his bills.
Right.
Out of his account.
Right.
How is that theft?
I don't understand.
Not his fault. You put your money in his account.
Yeah. So anyway, the question.
I mean, I probably wouldn't have spent it without finding out where the money came from because you know it was going to be a problem. But, you know, still.
Transferred it to an offshore bank account.
I might do
All right,
that.
So here's our poll today at DougStefan.com. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
If the IRS makes a mistake and gives you money, should you be able to keep the money?
Mm.
You may also respond to that quickly if you want to here at 800 510-8255. A, absolutely. It's not our fault they made the mistake. B, maybe, depending on how much it is. C, no, it's the same thing as stealing.
Guess which one is winning so far?
Which one?
It's stealing.
Yeah.
C? We have good people here. Right.
Dang.
What's good about that?
I answered
Don't
A.
Don't be so disappointed that we have an ethically healthy audience.
Yeah.
All right, so the poll over the weekend, which of these dad sayings do you find yourself repeating to your children? I don't have the results of that, Richie. You might want to find that for me because I don't have how
to
figure out. I'd be interested to know. In the Better Living box at the bottom of the page where the poll is and all the other info, Andrea Metcalf, our fitness expert, Naked Jocker. Say it again, Doug.
What?
Naked.
What?
Naked Joggers.
What?
Woo.
Fitness lifestyle.
Woo-hoo.
She explains what she means by naked fitness.
That would
hit myself in the face.
Also at DougStefan.com, Tom Parsons from BestFares.com has the 10 most dangerous cities in the world not to travel to. Warren Eckstein, our pet fellow, has the fellow, the cabbie in New York, is in trouble for reusing the this. The story. This blind man. I don't know. I'm not sure about this story. The cabbie is in trouble for. Does that make any sense to you? For reusing service to a blind man because of his dog. I think it's refusing.
Refusing.
I think that was the story in New York, wasn't it, Roberta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, for those of you who are travelers, you were traveling in and out of New York and many other cities served by United Airlines. How'd that work for you over the weekend? Pretty nice, huh? The airline computer system crashed. And as a result of that, every single United Airlines flight that was due to take off for 4 or 5 hours was canceled. Everywhere across the country.
What a nightmare.
Every place there was a United flight. And the tickets couldn't be issued. They ended up later in the day issuing tickets by hand, like the good old days, trying to get people onto planes. They finally restored the service. I guess it was last night about midnight. A statement issued by the airline didn't say what caused the computer glitch. My guess is that as you look at what happened this past week and how many of our major political institutions and governmental bureaucratic institutions were hacked, I'm betting the United computer system got hacked. Anybody want to? I don't know, what the deal is.
Yeah, I'm down with you on that thing.
But I'm betting it was a hack job. But people all over the place at LAX, for example, operations, this was where the computer malfunction took place. Employees checked in passengers manually. One of the planes made an emergency landing. Because they couldn't get any more information. The company had no information, so they had to just land. The computer systems are feeding the planes all the time information about what the weather is like. They have their own services on the plane, but if the service is disconnected to the plane in some way, shape, or form, they're taught to land. So in Denver, the place, Denver is one of their hubs. Chicago is one of their hubs. San Francisco, one of their hubs. Let's see, since they took over Northwest, Memphis, and Detroit, and that's Delta. United took over. Who did United take over? Why did that just go out of my mind? United took over what other airline? It's gone. Completely gone from my mind. Continental, thank you. You got it right. So Newark and Cleveland were also affected in Houston by this. Some point, you wonder also whether or not these airlines are just so big, there's so much computer interaction going on, they just all melt. It can't handle it. It just stops. Can you imagine how many, with now almost 1,000 airplanes between Continental and they had, I think, maybe 900. There were 300 and some odd at Continental and 500 at United. You put them all together, all the crews. How do you manage all the people getting onto a plane every day, how many thousands of flights there are? How in the world does one system handle that? When you think about, just with zeros and ones, what all of that means, how in the world does that work? I find it astonishing, frankly. Speaking of flying, did you see the story about the man who invented a water jetpack, which he's flying over Florida in? Check that puppy out at DougStefan.com.
Is he in a lawn chair or is he just wearing the pack?
He's wearing a pack.
Where's the pack? Huh. It's kind of like Rocket Man.
I like
We've
that.
Had a few of these lately. It's really
we're going to be flying in the next 5 to 10 years.
I think we will be. You know how
like
that
individually.
How the it those little the Segway thing that you see in the malls all the time. That's this. They're going to be like that.
Yeah,
only
sure.
With it, you'll stand on it and you have a pack and you'll just fly around to wherever you want to and land on the ground and just keep going on the ground.
Yep.
Very
That's
cool.
That's so Jetsony. I can't wait.
Isn't it though? Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our man who manages info on medicine, up next here on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Bo from Atlanta writes, how do you deal with difficult people?
Well, I usually offer a helpful piece of advice. Like, did you know that Geico offers discounts just for being a good driver? And they're like, wow, you want to help me save money on my car insurance even though I'm pestering you? And I say, yeah, that's just the sort of bloke I am.
That's cool. So what do you say when people are really nice to you then?
Pretty much the same thing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
12 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Dr. Ken here with this study on food allergies in a minute. Also at DougSteffens.com, information on the amount of soda children are drinking every day. And maybe there's a good side to this because it seems to be going down. First, though, let's talk for a moment about how your stomach feels as you wake up this morning. Are you using a lot of over-the-counter stomach aids and acids, and there is nothing really that's relieved your pain, your irritation, the gas, constipation? Dr. Ken sees a lot of people who are suffering from these symptoms, and he's now started to recommend Natron's Healthy Trinity. Right, Ken?
Yes, it's a brilliant probiotic, Doug. Again, if you suffer from occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us show you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
All right. Check it out at 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736, or look them up on the web at natron.com. So the food allergies and how many they affect, one wonders about this study as we try to scare more people, allergies. I mean, what do we have going on?
Well, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics, a very credible medical journal, Doug, this morning. 1 in 12 kids in America may have a food allergy. More than one-third of those kids had severe allergies.
Well,
The allergies were more common in minority kids. They were most commonly allergic to peanuts, milk, and shellfish. The reason why are not answered in this study. This was a thorough survey. It had not yet been
done. I
want to
know why. The survey has no value unless you know why. Doesn't help you at all. It just tells you, okay, there's a lot of allergies. So what? What is it? I mean, we're trying to scare the hell out of everybody here with
it's
more
just
stuff.
The facts.
I don't know. But so with the facts, where is the why?
They haven't done that study yet. They're working on it.
I didn't. It's not an attack on you.
No, I know, but that's not answered by this report.
So the report's useless. I saw that it was first as I was going to talk about it on the air, and I knew you'd talk about it, but I thought, you know what? So what? If we have allergies. So does that mean your life is going to come to an end quicker? What does it mean?
No, it just means we need a greater recognition and awareness of it, because we thought it was a lot less than that.
All right. 51 after the hour.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Working 9 to 5, but I made a make a living. Yes, in five, it's all taken and no giving. Use your mind, and they never
give you credit. This is an interesting take.
What the world is this?
This is from the movie The Love Guru. Mike Myers doing 9 to 5. This movie is number one during this week 3 years ago, 2008. 9 to 5, Mike Myers. This is a really secondary movie. I don't remember this movie at all, Trucker. Am I right?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it I watched it on cable. I mean, it got bad reviews, but this silly and this silly, and this movie is really silly. It just,
yeah.
I mean, it has some laughs, but it's just, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Typical Mike Myers or more ridiculous than usual?
More ridiculous, a lot more ridiculous than usual.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have. There's our thumbs down. Let's see if we can find a thumbs up for what happened this weekend at the box office. Chucker will have that report, the top movies of the weekend, based on your going to see whatever movie it was that you went to see. And then we have our contest. This one may be scratchy. Let's see what we can come up with. Give me the benefit of the doubt. 800-510-8255. I will tell you the hint is that it was a movie based on a television program. Now let's see what you can do with it. Here's the first clip.
I quit! So, you better call my agent.
You don't have an agent.
Then call my cable man.
800-510-8255. This lady's done a great job of losing her natural accent from her native country to fit right in American movies. 800-510-8255. Never won before in Movie Moments. If you can figure this out, call us with the answer. Give me a nice Doug Steffen prize. Here's the second clue.
Do you carry around poison apples like in Snow White?
No, you have to have a permit for a poison apple.
All right, helping anybody, Chucker?
I don't know it.
Last
I got
one.
It.
You do? Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more.
Guess what?
What?
I'm a witch.
Guess what?
What?
I'm a Clippers fan.
800.
You've got to know that. That was the giveaway.
510-8. These guys wouldn't have seen this. This is a chick flick.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah, neither one of them. But given the fact that you've ruined every contest that I've had today, Jennifer, you might want to keep your mouth shut here.
Helping.
800. Helping.
Helping.
800-510-8255. What's the name of that movie? You'll figure it out. Chuck will have movie news with the box office totals, actually, from the weekend in 60 seconds.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced. Through July 5th, save $30 on our Road Trip Ready maintenance package that includes an oil change and vehicle alignment. Plus, save on all Michelin tires, including an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 tires. Special financing available. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 7/5 to 7/9.
If you've never experienced Gel-In with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gel-In does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gel-In?
I'm glad I have feet.
800-510-8255. Probably be a good idea for people calling in if there's somebody answering the phone, Richie. That would be a big help.
I'm going to take care of that.
Well, thank you very much. All right, Chuck, what happened at the box office over the weekend?
No surprise. Warner Brothers superhero film The Green Lantern opened number one, but it was a disappointing number one, doing a week $52 million in business. It's hard to believe we're at a point in time where $52 million is not a great opening, but when a movie's cost almost $300 million, that's what considered a weak opening. Superhero overload is in full effect. I think that Hollywood is just making too many superhero movies. Number two is J.J. Abrams' Super 8, holding up pretty strong with a 46% drop-off week to week, $21 million, $72 million in 2 weeks of release. I think this is the best film released this summer so far. Number three, Mr. Popper's Penguins with Jim Carrey, $18 million. That's another weak opening. Jim Carrey's Yesterday's News, maybe the day before yesterday's. Number four, X-Men First Class. At number five, The Hangover 2, $232 million in 4 weeks of release. $470 million overseas. That's the highest rated R-rated comedy of all time, even though people having what they call mediocre reactions.
Chucker, is it just me, or does that movie seem like it's been out for 6 months, but it's only been out a month?
I agree with you. Movies come and go. They open big and then they drop.
2 weeks
off.
Later, they're gone. So when you talk about a movie 4 weeks out, it seems like it's been here forever now.
All right, Betty, what's the name of that movie?
Bewitched.
Bewitched. Nicole Kidman, the star of that, who turns 44 today. So Betty got it, and Roberta didn't get it, but Jennifer did. Good job, Betty. Hold on just a second.